The confirmation that a patient in Escambia County has been diagnosed with a pair of mosquito-borne illnesses is highlighting the need for mosquito safety measures. The patient, who has not been identified, has been diagnosed with both dengue fever and chikungunya.
We've had our first case of an individual in Escambia County with dengue, but this person also acquired chikungunya while visiting a Caribbean island within the past 2 months.
Dr. John Lanza, the director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, emphasizes that the patient did not contract these illnesses locally, but on a trip to the Caribbean. Dengue fever is a mosquito-borne illness similar to West Nile virus, where patients experience high fever, severe headaches, and pain behind the eyes, as well as other symptoms that begin 4 to 7 days after being bitten by an infected mosquito. Chikungunya also involves a sudden high fever and headache, as well as joint and muscle pains and rash. Again, symptoms start 3 to 7 days after being bitten. And while this particular patient acquired both diseases in the islands, Dr. Lanza says officials are keeping watch for any locally transmitted infections.
As we have seen in South Florida, individuals who traveled to the Caribbean islands brought chikungunya and or dengue back to South Florida. What happens is those individuals, those humans, have been bitten by a mosquito who then bit another human and transmitted the viral illness or illnesses to other humans. That is a possibility to occur in Escambia County. We have not had a locally acquired case yet, as I just said, but that is a definite possibility. So, of course, we have warned the individual who contracted both the diseases to not be in a situation where they could be bitten by a mosquito for the next few weeks at least. But I think there's a very good chance that we will have some locally acquired dengue and chikungunya in our area at some point in the future, just not quite right now.
Dr. Lanza also points out that the climate here in northwest Florida may provide more protection from mosquito-borne illnesses than that in the south.
That is hopefully something that is going to protect us. But West Nile virus, which of course came to the United States in 1999 to New York City and made its way down to Florida in either 2001 or 2002, spread fairly quickly around the state of Florida, such that, especially in the warmer areas, we describe it as being constantly present all year round. We don't necessarily see that up here in northwest Florida because of the fact that it does get colder, but we always tell everyone that the West Nile virus and eventually some of these other viruses is present all the time. And therefore, we suggest mosquito safety all year round.
And not all mosquitoes are created equal. Bob Betts, the director of mosquito control in Escambia County, says they are targeting a specific mosquito that carries these diseases.
This mosquito is called the Asian tiger mosquito, and it only inhabits containers that are holding water on people's properties, like their yards or their around their residences. This is not a floodwater mosquito. It's not a mosquito that prefers to bite other animals, but it prefers to bite humans. These are the mosquitoes that we're targeting as far as this disease.
Bob Betts also agrees that guarding yourself against these mosquitoes is not just a summertime thing.
These mosquitoes do live here year-round. This is something that is going to come eventually. I don't know whether it'll come this far north or this far west, but these mosquitoes have very successfully distributed themselves as far north as Canada and Alaska. They're in every state in the Union. They arrived in the late 80s in Harris County, Texas, which is in Houston, and they have spread to every county of Florida. They are very common. This is something we're going to have to keep an eye on all the time.
And when it comes to mosquito safety, Dr. John Lanza says it's important to remember the basics.
Yeah, drain and cover. I mean, we've been talking about this for many, many years, and it's an all-year-round issue for those of us who live in Florida. Drain standing water to stop the mosquitoes from multiplying, such as draining water from garbage cans, car tires if you have them around your home, flower pots. Empty out and clean bird baths at least twice a week. Maintain swimming pools appropriately chlorinated, and don't leave your plastic swimming pools out there when they're not in use, because mosquitoes' larvae won't multiply in flowing or running water, just standing water. So that's the drain part. The cover part is cover the skin with clothing or a repellent. Wear shoes, socks, long pants, and long sleeves. I know that's difficult to do as far as the pants and sleeves go with how hot it is out there, but especially at dawn and dusk, that's when you need to do that. And apply mosquito repellent to bare skin and to clothing.
You can find a link to more information about these diseases and mosquito safety on our website, wuwf.org. One more note, late Friday, the Escambia County Department of Health confirmed a case of the mosquito-borne illness Eastern Equine Encephalitis in an unimmunized horse. That disease is extremely rare in humans, but can be transmitted by an infected mosquito. The horse had to be euthanized. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.